Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. From the March for Khilaf rally organized by Hizb al-Tahrir, the Islamic-loving people call upon their sons in the military to come forward to establish the Khilafah upon the method of the prophethood. And to satisfy the US and India, their agents have brutally attacked on the fasting people in the blessed month of Ramadan, participating in the March for Khilafah rally. On the occasion of the 101st anniversary, at 3rd March 2025, of the abolition of the glorious Khilafah, Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya Bangladesh, organized a March for Khilafah rally on Friday, March 7, 2025, after Jum'ah, from the north gate of Baytul Mukarram, demanding the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the Prophethood. Thousands of Islamic-loving people from all walks of life spontaneously participated in this rally, ignoring the threats of the U.S. Indian agents. From this rally, Islamic-loving people called on their sons serving in the military to provide nusra, material support, to the sincere leadership, Hizb al-Tahrir, in establishing the Khilafah upon the method of the Prophethood. On March 3, 1924 CE, 28 Rajab, 1342 AH, under the conspiracy of the Kafir colonialist Britain, their agent Mustafa Kemal Pasha declared the abolishment of the glorious Khilafah system of the Muslim Ummah. The Western Kafir colonialists, especially Britain and later on America, then imposed the Kufr secular capitalist system and the secular agent ruling classes on the Muslim Ummah. Today, the Muslim Ummah is divided into more than 50 nation states without a guardian. The blessed land of Palestine and the Al-Aqsa Mosque are occupied by the accursed Jewish entity. Muslim blood is shed in countries after countries, including Palestine, Kashmir, Rohingya. The iman and dignity of Muslims are being violated, and their wealth and lands, sovereignty, are plundered. Although the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَقَى بِهِ. Indeed, the Imam, Khalifa, is a shield under which you fight with and protect yourselves. Sahih Muslim. Like in the other Muslim lands, the secular politicians of Bangladesh are removing their last shame, mulberry leaf, and are expressing their servitude to the open enemies of the Muslim Ummah, especially the USA, Britain, and their regional henchmen, India. Therefore, the people have no interest in their so-called reforms and electoral circus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns about these agents by saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Surah Ma'idah 51. In such a political vacuum in the country, we welcome the desire for change of the youth who led the anti-discrimination movement. However, we want to warn them that the secular capitalist system of the West is oppressive and discriminatory. Therefore, their new party will fail to fulfill the hopes and aspirations of the people by keeping this bankrupt system in place. We would like to remind them that their reference point is March 3, 1924, when the revolution to restore the Khilafah of the Muslim Ummah began, and that the success of this revolution will come only through the restoration of the Khilafah, according to the method of prophethood. Therefore, the British legacy of 1947 should not be their reference point. Otherwise, in history, they will be remembered as the treacherous young Turks, who were used as Trojan horses by the West to destroy the Khilafah. We call upon them to unite with Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah upon the method of prophethood, to free the new Bangladesh from the clutches of the colonialist USA, Britain, and their regional henchmen, India. Our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. then the rule of tyranny will end. Then there will be a khilafah upon the method of prophethood. Hadith Musnad Ahmad. O sincere officers in the military, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من مات وليس في عنقه بيعة مات ميتة جاهلية. Whoever dies without an oath of allegiance, bay'ah, dies the death of jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic times. Sahih Muslim. You are the sons of the Muslim Ummah who have the military power in their hands through which you can liberate the Muslims from this jahiliyyah. Respond to the demands that the people are making to you through today's march for the Khilafah and provide Nusra, material support to Hizb al-Tahrir in establishing the Khilafah. Follow in the footsteps of your predecessor, Sa'd bin Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him. You must know that when the military forces led by Sa'd bin Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, in Medina, withdrew their support and guard from the Kafir leader, Abdullah ibn Ubay, and gave the protocol to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the powerless Abdullah ibn Ubay lost his power and became a mere spectator. In fact, it is only in the victory of Islam that the people will unite and celebrate the true call of Takbir. وَيَوْمَ إِذِ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. In that day the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. He gives victory to whom He wills, and He is the Exalted in Might, the Merciful. Surah Rum 4:5. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.